So I really like to watch investigative criminal series. There are a lot of them on Netflix or Hulu or any of the services that you see. And a few months ago, I was watching a series that called Mindhunter. So it's a group of FBI agents that go and interview whole bunch of psychopathic killers back in the 70s and 80s, asking them, trying to understand why they did the things that they do. And it's so amazing that these killers, some people might call them cold-hearted, but it's so sad to see that they feel no remorse of the crimes that they have done. It's like there's a disconnect within their own mind that they knew what they have done is evil in the eye of society. But deep inside, they have no emotional or sentimental remorse of what they have done. They just said, oh, I recognize the facts, the crimes that have been committed. But there's no change of heart. There's no conversion. There's no real depth of, man, I have done something wrong. I have taken somebody's life. And of course, we can go to the analysis of what makes a psychopath a psychopath. Many of them have a very rough childhood. They were abused when they were children. But what made them so evil in the eyes of society, what there came a time in their life that whatever drama they were going through just disconnected them and made them into a person that can no longer feel the pains, the sufferings of other people. And of course, it's so easy for us to simply say, oh, I'm not a psychopath. I'm not a psychopathic killer. But I think there's a real dangerous pathology in the eye of our society right now. We, as Americans, it's sad to say that we have become a people that have no remorse in attacking one another. And it's sad to see this in politics and in social media. We should feel very bad when we start attacking other people, start calling other people names, and really don't care about whether we hurt them or not. You know, it really disturbed me, especially at politicians and people who wield influence begin to wish death upon others and really have no shame and no guilt at all. And yet, some of them call themselves Christians. So we call ourselves this real question. Have we become a society that no longer feel the pains, the suffering, no longer feel the remorse of us hurting other people? Or we think that just because someone have done wrong to me, or I don't get what I want, I can do whatever I want to shut the other person up or to be more vocal than him or her? How pitiful is that life for us as Americans, much more than as Christians? The gospel reading today, my brothers and sisters, tells us that God is patient with us. He sent messengers first, just like the owner of the vineyard, to warn the laborers of the things they've done wrong. But they, in turn, silenced those people. And then even at the last resort, he sent his only son, thinking that they will respect him and have a change of heart. But yet, there was no remorse. Oh, it's such a pitiful. And I am worried about our society, my brothers and sisters, that we no longer have remorse. And we no longer feel the suffering and the pains of one another. And we have no problem of cutting people down and hurting them with our words and our actions. At the end, if we're doing this, then are we really a pro-life nation? Are we respecting each other's choices? Where's the dignity and the respect that a child of God in that? Where's the dignity and respect of my brothers and sisters in that? If we call ourselves pro-life, or if we said we respect each other's choice, but we don't by attacking each other, then who are we? Are we allowing our politics to go beyond what our faith dictates, to love our neighbor and to pray for the conversion of our neighbor? Pitiful at that nation that is full of self-righteousness but have no compassion and no real practice of love for one another. And the Lord hates that. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, it's important that we do not expect other people to change, but begin to change within our own selves. And the church that we begin the month of October reminds us that we at the church has to be Marian, individually and communally. We have to have the spirit of Mother Mary, who continue to be faithful to the Lord, even at times we don't understand why. To be faithful with the Lord, even at times when we question, when we have doubts. To be faithful to the Lord, not only in the beginning of the Annunciation, but also at the moment of the cross. Mary, our mother, teaches us the real example of discipleship, of following the Lord, even when doubts cast over us, when despair casts over us, and when we don't know why, and when it seems like everything is out of control, but we know that God is in control. My brothers and sisters, what can I offer to you as we get closer and closer to more viciousness that are being done right now during election time? Fix, as St. Paul have said in the second reading today, fix your eyes on the things that are eternal, the things that come from God, the things that are above, the things that are pure. Fix on those values. No one in this world have the power to take our peace away from us, because that peace comes from the Lord Jesus Christ. If we allow our peace to be taken away by politics, by bashing other people, by doing this and that, then our peace is so shallow. Fix your eyes on the things that are pure, the things that are transcendental, the things that come from God. And what did St. Paul also said? When you and I pray, in our prayer, begin with thanksgiving. Thank you, Lord, for not giving up on me, not giving up on my neighbor, even though we are jerks at times. Thank you, Lord, for continue to work your grace in me, even though I'm a sinner, even though I'm a mess, even though I'm not perfect. Help me to focus on my own salvation and focus on your own goodness, instead of wasting my time to be resentful, angry, frustrated, or whatever, by focusing on other people. Can you and I change other people by criticizing them? Did it ever work? Tell me, did it ever work? I'll give you $10,000 if it's work. Okay? Benjamin, if it's work, I'll give you $10,000, Ben. But it never worked. You know, by criticizing other people, or by being angry and frustrated by what other people don't do, we're drinking our own poison and expect the other person to die. And we're killing ourselves, and we see the product of it. So how do we overcome it? By fixing our eyes on God. Lord, even though things are challenging right now, help me, Lord, to be like Mother Mary, who fixed my eyes on you always, even in times of doubts. And tomorrow, as a matter of fact, we celebrate one of the saints that changed the church. Do you know who it is?
Can someone tell me? October 4th. The saint that always have his statue like the garden gnome everywhere. Saint Francis. Tomorrow, October 4th, we celebrate Saint Francis. Francis changed the church because he radically lived the spirit of poverty, the spirit of simplicity, the spirit of humility, the spirit of the gospel. And he ruffled so many feathers because no one around him understood how can this guy dare to live the gospel like that. They attacked him, they hated him, and they found all the things to hurt him. And Saint Francis himself, he bore the stigmata. That means the wounds of Christ. And sometimes we think, oh, it's so cool to bear the stigmata and stuff. But actually, when you bear the stigmata, it hurts because the wounds are always open, never healed. So Saint Francis, in order for him to change the church, had to bear a lot of pains, a lot of sufferings. But he never gave up because he knew who he loved. So I hope that if you have a St. Francis statue in your backyard, please don't treat him like a garden gnome, right? Don't just go out and buy a St. Francis statue, but imitate him. Imitate the Blessed Mother too, so that in each and every moment, we put God's will first and we change our lives so that God and His grace is at work in us, and then we can bring other people to Christ instead of allowing our world to bring our hearts down and make us deterred or make us distracted and make us lose sight of who truly loves us.